is Parshas Lech Lecha. Okay. Lech Lecha, like you explained just now, is the parasha of the birth of the Jewish people. Till Noach, like we have seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. That's, you have Adam HaRishon, who is the Tchilas HaKol, right, the beginning of everything. V'chet, which sets the scene for all the avoda we have to do. Then you have Noach, which is a little bit of a fixing of the chet, a little bit of a fixing of the teva, and the pirud, the separation of the good from the bad, and, you know, bringing order into the world. That's what is a triangle, man, animal, refuse, how you want to call it, bad. There was, you know, he said he brought in Malachim with him. The whole world was, so to speak, in this table. But Derech Neis, it wasn't, the table was not, and the meters of the table wasn't something that we can fully understand. It's brought in Svarim, but it's associated with Shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not going there now. It's a big thing. The table represents like the Aaron Bris. The Zohar was the connection. We spoke about this last week. Now we come to this week's parasha. So last week's parasha finishes off with Vayamot Terach Becharan. Terach, and Rashi says Becharan. What's Becharan? Hanun hafucha. The nun is swapped. It's like hafuch. It's makes hafuch upside down. Lo malacha, to tell you, ad Avraham, till Avraham Avinu. Charon af shel mokom. There was anger of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. What does it mean? What would it mean? There's anger of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So the Gemara says, till Avraham Avinu, there was alpayim tohu, 2,000 years of desolation. Desolation tohu means, like Rashi says, the pasuk tohu. Yeah, that you mishtomem al tohu shaba. You don't understand, and there's something which is no form. Like if you go into a dark room, right, and your eyes start looking, you look for, you know, automatically your eyes change from seeing during the day to seeing black and white. And your eyes start focusing on things and trying to work out what they are. Always when you see something, you're always trying to work out what it is. When you see something that you don't understand, you're like confused. It can bring tremendous confusion. So when there's no form whatsoever, there's nothing for the eye to form. There's nothing for the eye to see. So you're mishtomem. You're completely misunderstanding. Like if you want to make someone crazy, you leave him with tzurot and forms. He can't be tofes. He can't understand. That can make him crazy. You're mishtomem al tohu shaba. There's no form. So the world was without form before Avraham Avinu. Now the world comes into form. But it wasn't with form. Before the creation was without form. Bereishis bara Elokim, right? And it gave, before the Bereishis bara Elokim, there was tohu vavohu, right? There was no form. Bereishis is the beginning. The Reishis is the beginning of the creation of the world. The physical, the spiritual world, right? That's the beginning. Avraham is the beginning of the creation of the Jewish people, which is also Reishis. The whole reason for Bereishis was what? Bishvil Reishis, for the Jewish people, which are called Reishis, for the Torah, which is called Reishis Davko, the beginning. So this is the Reishis. The Lech Lecha is the Reishis of Klal Yisrael. So from here now starts the Reishis. What's that Reishis? Alpayim Torah. 2,000 years of Torah, which is the beginning of giving Tzura to the world. The proper Tzura, the proper form. That's what Torah does. Torah gives Tzura. Just as Torah gives Tzura to each individual, it gives you your form. Now Avraham Avinu is here to give form to the world. You with me? Make sense what I'm saying? You understand? Okay, great. So now, how do you give form? Now I'm going to explain to you something. There's a lot of very deep stuff here. A lot of very deep stuff. On the first pasuk, it's the same first pasuk as Bereishis bara Elokim, b'chochmata, like the Unkle says, like Rabbi Truman explained, that Avraham is not necessarily chesed, it's chochma. Magen Elokei Avraham. He was saying Elokei Avraham, according to the Rizal, it's Chochma. It's a Petchilas HaChochma that comes into the world. Right? Chochma Mitzad. Mitzad, whatever. It's Chochma that comes into the world. Doesn't have to explain. Yeah? So Chochma is the Tchila. It's the beginning. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. It's the beginning of a person. How did a beginning of form come? The beginning of form has to come from a tohu, from a breaking of a previous form, from a destruction of a previous form. Has to be that Torah was given Bamidbar. Bamidbar is always before Shavuos because Torah is given Bamidbar in a place of desolation. You can't give a new form on an old form. It's like when you build a building. If you want to build a spectacular building, if you want to improve a building, so you leave it. And you prove it, you bring a little, break a little wall here, a little wall there, you change the inside a little bit, right? More a lot. You have to keep the foundations, you have to work with them. But if I want to completely change the building, I have to completely desolate it and build a new foundation. And then rebuild that building. It'll be a new building. It can be completely different. Right? So now we're building Klal Yisrael. This is the Reishis. This is Alpine Torah. So there has to be a breakdown of the previous form. And that's what Lech Lecha is saying. And that's a truth of every Jew. Truth of every Baal Tshuva. Just as the Geirim come from Avraham Avinu, we call a Geir Ben Avraham, a Baal Tshuva is a Geir. A Baal Tshuva is a Tinuk Shenishpa. He's not a Baal Tshuva. A Baal Tshuva is a Frum person, became not Frum, and came back to Frum guy. We are Baal Tshuva. We're Tinuk Shenishma. What's Tinuk Shenishma? It's really a Geir. You thought you were a Goy. You lived like a Goy. Then you became a Jew.
Kidnapped
children. What does it mean? It means that you're living as a Goy. Tinuk Shenishpa, a child that was a child. Not a child who doesn't have cognitive mind. That was kidnapped by the waves of the Goy. He lived like a Goy. He thought he was a Goy. How many Jews? You know, I don't like falafel. Right? That's as much as Jew in Judaism. They know about it. It's a cultural thing. Or it's I don't know what it is for them. They see no difference. They live as a Goy. Then they begin to find their Judaism. That's a Ger. That's the beginning. How do you do it? So it says, Vayom Hashem el Avram, not Avraham. Avraham, he becomes the end of the parasha when he gets his bris milah. Remember, until you have a bris, you didn't enter the covenant of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bris. So Avraham's in a process here. Till the bris milah, Avraham's in this process. He started. Vayom el Avram. So it's Chazal say Avram Av Laharam. Av means, Av usually means Chochma, father's Chochma. To Haram, had dominion over Haram, the place that he lived. Then he became Avraham, became Av, Chazal Adorishes, Hamon Goyim. He became the father of all the world. That's a completely different transition. He became the Tchila of the whole world. The whole world came from Avraham. Even today. The Christians, except Avram was the beginning. The Muslims, except Avram was the beginning. They say there's an addition, but everyone accepts that Avram was the beginning. Even the Hindus, when Avram had children, he sent them eastwards. We're going to see at the end of Parshas Vayera, he sent them eastwards. The Hindus, they call themselves Brahmin. And we're going to see, we'll learn that. You'll see how even the Asian world and the concepts of the Asian world, they came from the concepts of Avraham Avinu. The whole world. When the Chazal say something, they're not saying, making up stuff. Lech Lecha. Go by yourself. Me'artzecha. From your land. From the influences of your land. Mi moradetecha, from the influences of the place you were born. Umi beit avicha, from the house of your father. Ela aretz asher ereka, to a land which I will show you. To show you, to see something, is to see in the future. So we're breaking away from the past to create our new future. And there's three aspects of a person. There's his raglayim. You know, you're built up of three. Right? We all know that. Everything in Judaism we're going to see is three. Three sideways, three up and down. It's three.
What do you mean? You're built of three?
The avos are three. Right? There's three. Yeah. Okay. There's the raglayim. Your physicality is your raglayim. That's your physical self. Yeah. Your emotional self is your body. And your intellectual self is your head. Right? And there's your spiritual self, which is like, you don't see, which is like the kots of the yud, or whatever it's called. It's the higher self. Your subconscious self. Your internal self, how you want to call it. You with me? So, what's this leaving of our land? You're all American, right? What do you pick up from America? The burger, the meat, the, I don't know, the films, right? The internet, the Apple phones. I don't know, there's something about America that you meet an American, even a non-Jewish American, you know he's American. There's part of him that's American, that he got from the place called America. Yeah? And it had an ashpa on him, had an influence on him.
Culturally, or what?
Yeah, culturally, just because you live in a place. Now, that's the place you live in. That causes, like, you like certain foods, because you're American, right? Chinese, right? Sushi, it's really American. I'm sure sushi's like a cheap food in China or where it comes from, right? No one's crazy about it with all the sauces, but the Americans, they make a big thing of it. It's like a poor man's food, probably in, you know, in China. If you're poor, you eat sushi. If you're like rich, you eat meat, like fish and chips or whatever. I don't know what you eat. Right. In America, the poor people eat with burgers, and the rich people have sushi. Right?
Well, lobster used to be considered.
The influences on these things on your life, you somehow have to remove from self. I'm not saying get rid of them. You like a burger, you can go out and have a burger with the guys, right? But it's influence in the sense that it affects you. And it affects your avodas Hashem, there has to be a nullification of it. That it doesn't make it something that is important. It's something you grew up with, but not something that is important by you. I'm not saying not to be American, you're American. I'm saying be dependent on it. That means, for example, you like pizza, you like whatever you like. That's fine. But you not should like it to the extent that it's going to cause you to say, oh, it has a good heksher. Starbucks is good enough, or whatever is good enough. And you're going to do something which is mefukpak, not so good, halachically, right? Because you like the pizza, because you like the burger, whatever it is. You understand what I'm saying? That means you can be what those things are, so long as those things aren't important in your life. They don't mark your life. They don't guide your life. You understand what I'm saying? So like, you know, people in America, they like American football. They go crazy here. Right? There's a Super Bowl. The yeshiva is deserted for one day. Because everyone, it's at 4 o'clock at night, wants to watch the Super Bowl. That's leaving Artsukha. I think Rabbi Gershon would argue with me. Anyone's going to argue there, right? Yeah. I'm not saying differently. I'm just saying that's a lech lecha. Leave that. You want to watch the Super Bowl? It's recorded. You're interested. Ben Sadarim. You want to watch the Super Bowl? Watch the Super Bowl. Yeah. But to stay out at 4 o'clock at night and then sleep the whole, miss Shachar, sleep the whole day afterwards, right? And miss Shir in the morning with the Gemara because you want to watch the Super Bowl. Lech lecha. Get out of that. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's what we're saying. Maybe. You want to enjoy Super Bowl. You're American. You want to sit with your friend and watch it. So it's recorded, right? You watch it in the afternoon, Ben Sadarim, or at night, or wherever, when there's no, you're not mevatel from your learning. Fine, great, do that. You understand the difference? Yeah. That's what we're saying. So that's called building on what you have. Using what you like, fine. You like sushi, go get sushi. But don't, I have to get the sushi, but it's not a good heksher. No, what could be wrong with it? All the ingredients are kosher, you know? What about bishalaka? Well, no, who cares? Yeah. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those are the differences. That it shouldn't be so important that it becomes part of your life. Like for an American, which American's going to miss Super Bowl? Which American's going to miss, I don't know what they do, but I assume that everyone's watching Super Bowl, right? No?
Pretty much.
What's Mimo Lavetecha? Mimo Lavetecha, we're saying, is like the town you lived in. Like you can tell if a person's from the Bronx or if a person's from California. There's an influence, but that's more an emotional influence. Like without you realizing it, you have an influence of the place you lived from. You have an attitude to life. You have emotions that are associated with that, right? Right? Like, if I speak badly about a football game, right? You emotionally are hurt. Like, you know, I'm saying, oh, football, I'm from England. Ah, soccer's called football. That's what you guys play. It's a useless game. So, you know, I'm not saying, you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying there's a certain thing that you have a certain emotions towards certain things. That emotion, I'm not saying you can't enjoy it, you can't use it to, but don't be dependent on it. Again, with the Super Bowl example, don't make yourself dependent. Remove it from you in the sense that it doesn't become an ikar by you. And Mibeit Avicha is the same thing. The good things you learn in your father's house, the good midas, the good things, keep. That's nothing. But we're talking about you came from a house of Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah in your father's house, the wrong things, the wrong attitudes that leave. The good things you learn, build on. The bad things leave. Right? That's in your attitude to life. Like something, you know, American dream is, you get a good job, you make a $200,000 salary, you're thin, you're successful, you buy a house, right? You have a, I don't know what you have, right? The Jewish or the American dream, right? That's what we're talking about. That's not what life's about. That dream has a purpose, the hashkafa that you leave. That's wrong. That's incorrect. You understand? No, you want to go make $200,000 salary? Fine, not a problem. Do go make it. You need to pay for school fees, medicals, have a lot of kids. Yeah, you need to earn money. No one's saying not to, but for what? So you have a nice house, so you can go twice a year on holiday. So when you can retire in Miami, play a little bit of golf, and you know, what? You understand? That hashkafa leave. And now you're building a new tzura. Now you're building a new form in your life. That's Eretz Asher Eka. That's Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a proper tzura. There's a proper form. Yisrael, like we said, the first Rashi in Chumash. Right? Now we're going towards Eretz Yisrael. The first Rashi in Chumash is Yashar Kel. Straight with God. All this journey of Avraham Avinu is to make him Yashar Kel. Because the Maisa, that's what's going to happen. He's going to have a Yitzchak, he's going to have a Yaakov, and the Yaakov, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be called Yisrael. And that's the tachlis of the Jewish people. That Yisrael is going to give birth to 12 Shvatim. And from that is going to come all aspects of life. There's 12 Shvatim, we're going to get 12 Alachsonot of the world, 12 facets of the world, we've got 12 facets of the zodiac, of the year, right? It's not stum, you have 12, right? You're not going to, mom's going to make the year decimal, you know, that they thought they were going to make the week decimal. That's stupid. It doesn't work the week like that. The year doesn't work like that. There's something intrinsic about the world that's 12 and the hours being 12. Can you imagine you made everything decimal? There's something intrinsic here. The 12 zodiacs. It's something within the constellations. See different constellations. See different things. The moon. The moon comes out 12 months. The solar. You understand what I'm saying? You can't make everything decimal. Even the hours. Chazal speak about the Gemara on Shabbos. Gemara speaks about the just even the 12 zodiacs. It's called zodiacs. Yeah. So within the hours, you have 12. The zodiacs change. And with the minutes, they change. The 60 minutes. Chazal, 60 minutes is 60. There's a reason why it's 60. Even Chazal, it's 60. And then you have halakim of the minutes, whatever it has. They're all permutations of those 12. You with me? That's a Gemara. Because there's an influence based on the time, the exact time you're born, how within those, that zodiac you're exactly born, and it exactly defines who you are in terms of your teva. Klal Yisrael, though, this one is a very important thing to understand. You might have a teva that you're born with, that come from your parents, come from the time you were born, come from the neshama, whatever. But Klal Yisrael have a neshama yetera. They have a neshama which is beyond what he's born with. That's what it means. Ein mazal b'Yisrael. We're not influenced only by the zodiac. Because we do Torah and mitzvahs, we're beyond our physical and spiritual self. We can be create within ourselves something bigger than ourselves. So we don't live with psychology of who am I? I'm this type of person, I'm that type of person, I'm this type of person. Big people can remove themselves from being who they are. And Clarisol, and we have to realize that. In the world that we live in, there's this thing saying, oh, you're this type, you're OCD, you're this type of... You have labels for you. That's non-Jewish psychology. You're labeled. And you go with that label. You're an INPF, I don't know what you are, right?
They have that.
Yeah, I know, but that's learned from... They didn't learn it from Chazal. It's some woman. They learned it from psychology of Jung. It's true that Jung probably got it from Kabbalah or whatever. There is a shorish in it, but you have to understand it properly. Yeah. It's not... There is.
It's not to confine us. It's to understand ourselves.
It's to understand the base of self in which you can understand your kochot and then go beyond your kochot. The neshama that a person has, and that's the lech lecha, go out of yourself. Don't be dependent on those things which confine you. And that's what yeshiva is for. The yeshiva here is to build yourself. Realize where you're coming from. You go to Super Bowl. But you have to be beyond there. You have to realize it's fun, you enjoy it, you know, you remember the times with your friends, you're doing it. But you're not living for that. You don't have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning for that. Yeah. You prefer to go to shir in the morning. You prefer to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Davan HaShacharis. Of course, you're what they call, you can enjoy it. Of course, but you're beyond that. You're beyond the confinement of your body and your physical self. Your physical self, your emotional self, and even your intellectual self and your Ashkafas, you can go beyond that. And I want to tell you something. The level that a person can grow... It's tremendous. Avraham grew from being Avram. Avram was a big person. Everyone knew him. He fought Nimrod. He was a young man. Everyone knew who Avram was. From a year, he fought Avodah Zarah. He was a Yochid Bedor. He didn't stop there. He left. He left the place he had the most influence. And he went to serve Hashem and to find himself and to go out of himself, beyond himself. And then he gave to the world. And what he gave to the world is so powerful, there's no one in the world who is not influenced from Avram. No nation in the world who's not influenced from Avram. Nimrod? Who's influenced from Nimrod? Okay, you have Israeli shoes called Nimrod. Big deal. That's what's left with Nimrod. What's left with Nimrod? It's only because they're Chilani and they had to think, they had to call a shoe something, I don't know why. Nimrod, okay, fine. Because he's a Gibor Chayal, he's a strong man, so these are strong shoes. Okay, that's what's left of Nimrod. Like, big deal, what do you do to the world? You understand what I'm saying? I don't think anywhere else calls something Nimrod. I think maybe which religion or which Hashkafa is a Nimrod Hashkafa, right? It's ended. Avraham Avinu, the influence he had on the world, the chesed of Avraham, he was mamid the world. Chazal said, we've spoken today, that he brought a Kodesh Baruch Hu into the world. We spoke about this last week, the difference between Noah and Avraham, right? Avraham was tremendous.
How did he do that?
He served Hashem and he brought individuals tachat kanfei Hashchina, right? And he taught them the Derech Hashem. And he taught his son Yitzchak Derech Hashem. And Avraham Avinu was praised for the fact that he brought up children going in his ways. Shem Ba'eva were very big. Shem Ba'eva were very. You don't hear about them. There's no psukim even on them. Maybe later on, a remez to them. Right? Avraham, you have a whole parshas. You have parshas on Avraham. Because he influenced other people. He cared for other people. When you care, you really want, you know, like, this is a fallacy of the Western world. Right? You have a prime minister. If he's lucky, he's in there for 8 years. Right?
Unless you're BB.
Unless you're BB, right? In America, I'm saying, right? What happens? What influence do you have in the world? Obama, what did he do? In like 20 years' time, what did Obama do? He bring Obamacare. That's it. That's what he did to the world. The most powerful person in the world. What did he do to the world? Nothing. What was his influence in the world? Zero. If you look at him years later. A rabbi, or a person's influential, he affects the lives of people. How many lives, how many individuals he influences? You change people's lives. You teach them Torah. That changes the Ashkafa. Avraham was a teacher. The Chochmah, the biggest thing you can give another person is to teach him Das. Ein ani ela ledas. The person, the biggest aniut, the biggest affliction that a person can have is he doesn't know how to live his proper life. You teach a person how to live life, it changes his life. How many people, you know, you hear stories, people come to you and they tell you about home, and you know, like, even people you see, if they would just listen to you about how to live their lives, their whole life would change. It would be so much better. People just have this way of living their lives and they don't want to change. And they ruin their lives. They ruin their lives, the lives of other people. And you can't change them. You can't change them. Das is to change the way of thinking. That's why the Rambam, in Hilchos Deis, he calls it Hilchos Deis, it's changing your midas. It's changing your thinking. Once you change your thinking, then it's easier to change the way you behave. Then it's just a question of habituating yourself in a different way. But it has to come with changing your day first, changing your way of thinking. Yeshiva is a place where you change your way of thinking. Yeshiva is the yeshiva of Avraham Avinu. Change the way you think. Then you habituate it. You continue to do it. Then you change. Then there's a lech lecha. It's not a lech lecha that you get rid of your parents, you get rid of your home. No. You're not American anymore. You become a Chinaman. No. Right? No. You're probably more of a Chinaman than you thought. Because right? The sushi and the whatever, the Chinese food. Right? Probably Chinamen don't even eat like that. Okay. But you understand what I'm saying? You don't leave, but you're not, they're not your Ika. Your Ika is your Avos Hashem. Your Ika is your Avos Hashem. Your Ava, you're giving to be a caring person. How many people in the world actually live to be caring or giving to other people? It's not a concept in the world. You live for yourself. Even when you get married to, this girl's good for me, yeah? But, and then you say, I'm worried, maybe I could do better. As soon as a person speaks like that, you realize he's not getting married. He's having a piece of chocolate. I can get Swiss chocolate. Why should I do with Belgian chocolate? That's not what you're getting married for. That's not what you're living your life for. You missed the boat. That's Avraham. The tachlis, the purpose is lech lecha. Get out of these things which are restraining you and go give of yourself. But giving of yourself, you have to have an understanding of self. And those travels, these travels of Avraham, are travels in which he builds himself. There's a few travelings here. There's a few. And you should know, what happens to Avraham, the Ramban explains. The Ramban says, Maisa Avos, Simon Labani. What Avraham happens to Avraham, the small things, has a tremendous effect on his children. Like we see. We see the nefesh that Avram created the Haran. All these nefesh, the Shivim nefesh, yeah? In Haran he created them. But it was Haran Avshon Mokum. Those are the Gerim he created. Why 70? It's the 70 nations of the world. He fixed the whole of the world. That means within all these nations of the world, there's a concept of connection. So the whole world could now connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the Shivim Nefesh. The whole world, from the whole world, we can now get Gerim. Anyone in the world can come and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the Gerim that Avram created. Then it says, the Avram went to Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says, Chet Chata Avram. It was a sin. Right? He sinned. Because it was a chisaron in Emuna. We've spoken about today.
I didn't understand.
Ramban says this was a sin. He went into Mitzrayim. And we say because Avram went into Mitzrayim, the Jewish people had to go into Mitzrayim. No. Why? The lack, or that chisaron of Emuna, trying to understand what it means, we all come from Avraham Avinu. There was a small lack on the level of Avraham, was a sin. On our level, it probably wouldn't be. On the level of Avraham, he sinned. He should have had bitachon and kodesh baruch and stayed in Eretz Yisrael. He should not have gone into Mitzrayim. So there was a chisaron in his emunah. That chisaron in his emunah created a chisaron in the emunah of Klal Yisrael. In all the generations after that came from Avram, that needed to be fixed. So that's why we have Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim was to give back to Klal Yisrael that emunah. Yitzhiyat coming out of Egypt, the purpose, right, was to bring back that emunah to Klal Yisrael. And that was done with the Hashgacha Pratis that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed in the world the first time. He showed it to individuals. There were individuals, there were nisim to individuals. Avram had nisim that happened to him. Yitzchak had nisim, Yaakov had nisim, the Shvatim had nisim that happened to them. Individual nisim, yeah. But to a whole people, the Farahesia, to change the tev of the world, to show the Kadosh Baruch Hu has complete hashkacha, that's emuna. Do you realize the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's mashkiach on everything? So that emunah was fixed by the nisim of the ten plagues. You with me? You understand how it fits? Now, Chazal tell us that when he went into Mitzrayim, so Paro saw Et Sarah, and he took her as a wife. And Chazal say, "V'naga Hashem et Paro negaim gdolim." That negaim gdolim did against Paro was connected to the negaim of the Asarat Makot. So Sarah, and it says, the lashon of dibur, that she used to speak the yakeh, right? Rashi says that. Says, Pasuk Yitzayim, says, V'naga Hashem et paro, negayim gdolim. He got hit. Yeah, negayim here means saras, but it means he was afflicted. Ve'ed beito, and his household, that means the people, the slaves, whatever. Al dva Sarai Eshet Avram. When the words of Sarai, what do you mean the words of Sarai? Kodesh Baruch Hu did it. What do you mean the words of Sarai? So Rashi says here, Al pi dibura, according to her speech, Omeret le Malach hach, she told the Malach, hit, vuhu makeh, and he hit. That's connected to Makot. Sarai represented the Shechina that came down and brought the plagues on Paro. And then they left Mitzrayim, and Paro gave Ksut Enayim to Sarah. That was the Rechush Gadol that we took out of Mitzrayim. You understand? So the Maisa Avot, Simen Lebanim, there's a similarity here. And there needs more to be working on it, to explain it. But you understand, you can see the similarity to what happened to Avraham. And that brought, just as it brought Avram to his level of emunah, he saw the hashkacha, the Kodesh Baruch Hu saved him and saved his wife, right? That brought him to a higher level of emunah. and also brought Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim to the higher level of Emunah. We saw the plagues, we saw the Hashkafa of Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the first time we're seeing such a thing, that how Kodesh Baruch Hu saved, and how Sarah was saved from Paro. He wasn't exactly, you know, a nice man, Paro. That Sarah's beauty, she was so beautiful, she wasn't as beautiful as Chava. Chava was the most beautiful woman. It says, Sarah was kakof against the beauty of Chava. She was like a monkey in comparison. So you see a human being, right? You see a monkey, right? What's the difference in beauty? Big difference, right? That's the difference in Sarah and Chava. And everyone else was kakof b'fnei Sarah. Sarah was so beautiful. Now the beauty obviously is not a physical beauty. Let me show you what beauty is. Beauty is the synthesis of opposites. Sunset, sunrise. Beauty in a person is the synthesis of neshama and guf. When the neshama permeates the guf, that the guf is so expressive of the neshama, that's beauty. So Chava, her neshama so permeated the guf that she came out didn't have a guf. That's a tremendous beauty. Sarah had a guf. Not in comparison to us. We would see Sarah, we'd see a radiance. Avram would see a radiance. We would be able to see them. Right? Adam HaRishon, forget it. He wouldn't even see, we wouldn't even be in the same hemisphere as him. He'd be walking through you. We wouldn't even notice he's walking. He's completely spiritual. Even after the Chet. They lived in a different realm of spirituality. Understand? Even Rishonim, the Gemara says. Not our Rishonim, right? Rishonim Klapeyas. The Gemara says, the previous generation, if you call them people, then the next generation were like donkeys. And not like the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yair. That means a donkey who keeps mitzvahs. Right? So we're not even donkeys who keep mitzvahs. We're like regular donkeys. Right? In comparison to the previous generation. Like, hey, you guys, why do you eat so much? You're eating all the time. You know, you're drinking, you're eating. What do you think about food all the time? They wouldn't understand. They ate a piece of bread and a little dip, and that was it. The food for the day. What they eat? The glory is to eat a kazayas of bread. We do that, we die. You know, it's a different musag. The God had malachim coming to him, and the Gron they considered as a rishon, and it wasn't a rishon like it was a Rambam. The rishon maybe similar, close to a Rashba, maybe not even a Rashba. Can you imagine what those people were like? Can you imagine what a Rambam was like? A Rashi was like? We got no Musag of what that is. The God had Malachim coming to him every day and he used to say, no, I'll learn by myself. Like, what Malachim we have? You know, like, hello. The Rabbi had a dream and Malach came to me. Said, don't worry, you're thinking about something. You was watching too much Star Wars. We have no Musag of these things. These were spiritual beings. You understand? We can't understand Avraham Avinu. We can't understand the Yitzhak Avinu. We can't understand these. The Rekiva we can't understand. The Gorn we can't understand. These are people who lived how long ago? You can't understand these people. But even so, we say, Matai Yagia Maaseinu Maase Avoteinu. We're told these stories not because when we learn Torah, we're going to have malachim. We told these stories, we have to understand who we're learning from, that these things are relevant to us. They're relevant to us. Ruchnius is relevant to us. You can see how people big they can be. Okay, so we can't be that big, but we can want to be. We can desire it. It can be a chukka in us. You have to have, you know, we all, you know, like, guys, you know, there's Katsefa down the road. Wow. Choc chip, ice cream, mint choc chip. Or like with flavors, or with this cream on the top. You know, it's just 5 seconds and we're already there. Right? Let's do Yom Kippur davening. Ne'ila. Rabbi, we did that. It was, you know, it was really hard. Yeah. They had the same desire. You have the Chazal say, you have Tchelis nowadays. Why don't we have tchelis nowadays? So the Aris are saying, we don't have tchelis nowadays. Why don't we have tchelis? Because there's not a level of tchelis. What's a level of tchelis? You look at the blue of tchelis. It reminds you of the sea. The sea reminds you of the heavens. The heavens reminds you of Kisei HaKavod. Kisei HaKavod is the tachlis, the malchus of Hashem. You look at this little blue thread, you're thinking of the malchus of Hashem. Right? I like a blue thread, and they go, is this tchelis? Right? This is blue. Right? You're wearing a blue shirt. Anyone who saw this blue shirt thought about Shamayim, thought about Kisei HaKavod. No. Doesn't work like that. The Gemara also says.
I'm Jason.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. You see big, but you say, Gemara says, you shouldn't see the begadim of a woman that you know. Right? You see, say a certain begadim, the colored begadim of a woman that you know. Say she's an attractive woman, a young girl. You see those begadim, reminds you of the girl.
Begadim?
Of the clothes of a girl. Oh. Right? You see this girl, the woman, whoever it is, it reminds you of the girl. You're not supposed to look at the begadim of a girl on the clothesline. It doesn't happen today because everyone's, you know, everyone puts it in the thing, Baruch Hashem. Everyone puts it in their, no one puts like arrays of begadim outside. But say you're in a shchuna, you lived in a shchuna, in a close shchuna, you know, in the time of Chazal. And there were begadim, people used to see the begadim of a, we can understand. Do you notice the begadim? You'll think about the girl, right? Especially if she's a nice looking girl and you're in shidduchim or whatever, right? It can happen. You understand without even thinking. It can work. You understand what I'm saying? That shows us where we are. We're not there in Ruchnius. We don't see the blue of Tcheles and think of Kisei HaKavod. But we do see the begotten of a girl, think of the girl. You understand? That's why we don't have Tcheles. Because we're not on the level of Tcheles. That's what Arizal says. Arizal says, only when we have Beis HaMikdash will we have tchelis. Because then we'll be on the level of tchelis. So we understand, you look at the begadim of a girl, the clothes of a girl, you can think of the girl. We have blue on our tzitzis, we're going to think of Kisei HaKavod. That's, we're far from that. But that's where we want to be. That's where we want to live for. When your whole yi'ud, when your whole desire, and you're living with that desire, is ruchnius, you come to that. Yeshiva and the Lech Lecha is to put us in that mold. It's to put us into leaving the physicalities, leaving the need for those physicalities. That's what I mean. Leaving all those things and then looking that our desires will be desires for Ruchani. The Rambam, he writes at the end of Hilchos Isurei Bia. Explains. So he says, the desires for women are only in those people who are not thinking Torah. Because the same thinking that you have for women is the love that you should have for learning Torah. That's beyond us. We don't have that. It's there. But the Rambam writes it. It's not the Avodah, it's not Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam writes it. He writes, and why he writes at the end of Hilchos Isurei Bia, you can understand. He says, you shouldn't sit without a woman, wife, because that causes you to have a wife, brings you a lot of tara, a lot of purity to you. Yeteri mikolzot, more than this, amu, yifne atmo, he should remove from himself umachshavto. You understand? Yifnei atzmo, that's the Lech Lecha. You understand? This is the Lech Lecha. Yifnei atzmo umachshavto ledivrei Torah. Alpayim Torah. Leave these thoughts, these desires behind you. V'yarchiv dato, and he marchiv his das. He widens his das. That means, physical desires, what do? Narrow your das. Torah widens your das. Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim. You're going to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Meitza, Sa. It's a Mokom Tsa, a place of narrowness. It's a place of physicality. The physical world narrows us. Torah and widens us. We went to Mitzrayim. We got out of Mitzrayim. Then we got back in Torah. That's the Lech Lecha of Avraham. We're leaving the narrowness of our land, of the place we were born, of our father's house. Not leaving the good things. Not building on the good. Removing ourselves from that. Those machshavas, those desires of physical that cause us to go astray. V'yarchiv da'ato, v'chochma, with wisdom. She'en machshevet ha'arayas, mitgaberet, the thought of bad thoughts. Ela belev panui, only in a heart that's removed from chochma. Then he says, ובחוכמה היא אומר, הילד אהבים וילד חן, תדעי רווח, is quoting a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, that it's like the love for a woman. בכל עת, באהבתו תשגע תמיד. All the time you think this chokhmah, this tremendous ahava, for understanding the world. I refuse to say today, a Jew is there, Talmud Chokhm is there to understand his world, to come and understand why everything. He said, it's Rav Nachman says that you mitbonen in everything in the world. And what's chokhmah? Dit bonenut in the world. To see how it's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how is it connected? What's its tachlis? What's its purpose? We're not on the level to understand that. But at least ourselves, what's our tachlis? What's our connection? How are we mitchaber? That's what we're here for. That's our lech lecha. That's our removal from self. It's not we're not using the good we got, but the removal from those desires, that it doesn't become an ikar by us, that we have different things which are important. The chokhmah, the Torah, the desire for that. That we should desire the tcheles. We should see blue. What's it mean blue? That's our basic English for that. But we should want it. We should, when we daven, we should want the kirvas Hashem. Davening shouldn't be something you do if you're from Jew. Davening is something you want to do because you want to kirvas Hashem. Just so you, anyone has to tell you you have to eat 3 times a day? No. And it's not good food here. You find a place with a good food. Right? If you don't in a good minion, you say, oh great, it's quick. Right? You don't go to a good minion. Don't get, you know, there's no meat or burgers at night. Let's go to a burger bar. Right? It's the same thing with Chilla. The chakras was quick in this place. Let's go to a nice minion. You understand what I'm telling you? You understand the concept we're saying? Take whatever you have in the physicality, take and apply to Ruchnius. And build your world of Ruchnius. That's what this is. This is your Lech Lecha. This is your beginning. This is the building of yourself. Build yourselves. Use your time well. Build yourselves. Understand yourself. Understand what you're going to be a purpose. Of course, everyone was created to give. That's our problem. How? What's your kochot? Your kochot to pick up cups. I mean, it's a good thing. Pick up the cups in the yeshiva. No, a Filipino can do that. Right? You don't have to be here. You don't have to be a Talmud Chacham to pick up cups. I'm not saying you should pick up your cups. Pick up your cups. It's Derech Eretz. It's something else. But real chesed, real giving is giving what you're good at. What you have that no one else has. Or even other people have it. But they don't have it the same way you have it. And knowing what the other person needs. Leaving yourself. The Lech Lecha of self. Leaving yourself. Without leaving yourself, you can't be a giver. If you're so involved in self, if you're living for self, and that's the hashkofa of the outside world. You're called a consumer. You're eating the whole time. You're consuming yourself. It's your life that you're consuming. It's like eating yourself. You see a, you know, you never see an animal, you know, it's hungry, a lion's hungry, so it starts eating itself. It never happened. The only person that actually does that is a human being. He eats himself. He literally eats himself. He's a cannibal. What does he have in life? His time. He wastes it eating. Not doing. Not expression. Not creating a world. On eating his world. There's once a book you have at home, I think. Maybe it's a famous one, I don't know, about the tree and the boy, and how he gets an old man, he like cuts the tree down, and the giving tree, yeah. That's a consuming society. What giving tree? It's the eating boy. Not the, I would call it the eating boy, not the giving tree. The tree is not alive. The boy is alive. It's a sad because it shows you what you're doing. What are you doing with your life? Just eating your life away. It's not the giving tree. It's the eating boy. They got it wrong.
You're brainwashing us.
Yeah. It's the eating boy. Who wants to be an eating boy? Do you want to be the giving tree?
And it ends up at the end as a stump.
Yeah, just a stump, yeah. No, so that's what you're...
It's understood to be a sad story.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't never read it.
So. Yeah, but why do you make it, instead of the giving tree...
Right.
Yeah? The giving boy. The giving boy. What would the giving boy do? Let's take the giving boy. He would take the tree.
Plant another one.
And make another one. Make a whole forest of trees. Right? And the whole world would enjoy trees. He would give the trees to... He knows to plant trees. He'd plant. The whole world would be full of trees. It was destined to have a whole full of trees. That's the giving boy. That's the eating boy. That's what you're doing with your world. You give to one person. You change his life. You affect him. He has children, his grandchildren, his things. He affected the whole world. We don't affect in numbers. We affect in quality. The effect of Avraham Avinu, he didn't go and became a CEO of a Kiru company. You know, and he made a Malchisedek. He sat down in his tent and he taught Torah. Finished. He influenced the world. Individuals he changed. You affect... And I want you to understand this. This is Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. So in the beginning, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was a tremendous person. He was the start of the Muslim movement. To change the world, he wanted to change the world. He realized he can't change the world. The country, he can't change his country. His town, he can't change his town. His city, his town. His home, he can't change. Then he realized he can only change himself. And by changing himself, he'll change his home. He'll change his town. He'll change his city. He'll change the world. Work on changing yourself and giving yourself to the world. Every opportunity you have an opportunity to change and be a tzaddik and do the right thing and think the right thing and connect with your Creator. Every moment is important. Now don't go, bananas. You have to be normal. You have to live with what you can live. But the more you're giving yourself in every moment that you have, the more you're using your world. You're giving it yourself. You're planting a tree all the time. And that little sapling grow a tremendous tree. For maybe not this generation, next generation, generations after. That's like we said last week, told us of Noach and Noach. Your kochot is what you give. What you leave in this world is what you give to the world. Your guf, you don't leave to the world. The guf dissipates. Your maisim tovim, you leave in the world. And they generate toladot. They generate. You affect the world. You affect it simply, small, on an individual level, not on a global level. Go save the whales. Like, who cares about go save the whales? Because they saved millions of whales. Like, hello, big deal. Save the lions. We'll save the Amazon forest. I don't know what they want to save, right? But say, the individual that's next to them, help him out. Anyone speak? There's any, save the poor in New York. How many millions of dollars are saving the poor in New York? People first saving the whales. They feel they're better, right? We're Jews. We're a light to the nation. We have to kindle that light. This world is a very confusing world. People aren't living to give. They're not living to care. They're living to give themselves. We are a light to the nations. You take a light and you light it in Manhattan, a place of a lot of darkness. It illuminates. People see you. You're giving, you're caring, they see. Just the fact of who you are, you change the world. You're not going to become Prime Minister of America. It's irrelevant. I'm not interested if at the end of your years, they write a little placard, You made Obamacare. You know, that's what we're going to say. Like, big deal. Right? Millions of dollars, so you can just make Obamacare. Like, you know, or Trump. What did Trump do? I don't even know what he did. Apart from, you know, creating a lot of anti-Semitism in the world, I don't know what he did. He created it, you know, like, I can speak pro-Jews, I can tweet about Jews. So now, you give permission to people to speak about badly about Jews and tweet badly. You can say good things about Jews, so you can say bad things, and it's okay now. Now it became okay. Trump introduced, you know, you can talk about whatever you want, and it's not bad. It's legal, because the Prime Minister of America can say whatever he wants, so everyone can say whatever they want. There's more people who don't like Jews than like Jews. And now look at the Democrats, how anti-Jewish they are. And that's what it created. Wasn't that a good thing? And who knows who's going to get in the second time around? But you have to know, they aren't the people who change the world. Lev Melachim v'sarim b'yad Hashem. If this is happening, if there's a creation of anti-Jewishness in the world, it's to remind us that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. It's a very big reminder. Baruch Hashem, we have new boys every year. From those new boys that come in, 50, 20, 30, 50, I don't know how many people come in, you have 3/4 of the Jewish people intermarrying. We're losing people more than we're gaining. We haven't grown. 14 million, you know, if you have on average 3-4 children through the Haredi world, only the Haredi world's growing. The Jewish people are soon only going to be Haredim. Not going to be reform or liberal. You know, conservative they were, then they were reformed, then they're liberal. Liberals have got out, they're non-Jewish. Reform are getting that way. Then it's going to be conservatives and the Frum. Then there's going to be Frum, modern Orthodox, and, you know, whatever. That's what's going to happen. We have to care. When we daven, we have to care. The daven for the Klal Yisrael. Hashiveinu avinu v'toratecha. The daven for the whole of the Jewish people. Return them to the Torah. Chonen das. Give them das. We daven for the whole of Klal Yisrael. We daven for ourselves. We daven for the whole world. We really davening? We really understand? We really understand the koach of our tefillah? That feeling can affect the whole world. We have kohot. Most of the reason we don't do Avodas Hashem, we don't believe in ourselves. We think we're a big zero. We don't believe in ourselves. Bezrah Hashem, we should be zocher to believe in ourselves and to be lech lecha, to go and change our ways from the ways of the eating man to be the giving man, the caring person, the Avram Avinu, the chesed of Avram. That's our tachlis. And the more we're giving of our kochot, the more maisa of us, matayeh maisa, maseinu ka maisa avoteinu. When will our actions be the maisa of the avot? You say, Baba Kama, you guys learning Baba Kama? That was last year. Baba Kama says, Avot Nizikin told the Tem Kiyotzi Behem or Av Kiyotzi Behem? By the others, told the Tem Kiyotzi Behem. That's in our hands. Are we told this of the Av? Are we Kiyotzi Behem? Are we like them? Can we bring out the Kochot of Avram? We can live like Avram. We can live like Yitzchak. We can live like Yaakov. The Chesed of Avram, the Tfilas of Yitzchak, the Torah of Yaakov. That means those are the Shlosha Amudim of the world. The world stands on those things. We have to believe that. It stands on us. Because no one else is doing it. Everyone else is interested in their which tree they can cut down, which tree they can consume, which relationship they can consume, what's good for them. They're not getting into life to give. That's Avram. That's the beginning of the Jewish people. That's what we want to be. Clear? Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
There's